Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we are really kicking it up in 2010. Thriving again in 2010 has been our theme. We're thrilled that you all are coming along for the ride. And tonight's show is one of those shows where we're all going to get to ride. We're going to take the ride of our lives so that we understand completely how to set intentions, how to set goals, how to manifest what we want, and besides all of that, how to do it with ease and grace. And to really kick this show up tonight, I've brought in one of the best of the best. Lynn Moore is joining me here today, the creator of Clear Goals Coaching and an internet business. And by the way, not just an internet business, this is a coaching business that helps people achieve phenomenal results. And so this is something she's created so that not just so she can help people, but so she can have the kind of lifestyle that she wants to have, whether that's being in Canada in the summer, being in the United States during the winter, having the blast of her life, or whether it's one-on-one or with groups around the world, helping people understand what Clear Goals Coaching is all about. So interesting questions that we ask ourselves, first of all, you know, is one of them is, what is it about my life that causes me not to achieve the things that I want to achieve? You know, why is it that I keep thinking about how to have the job that I want, how to have the relationship I want, how to create better places in the world for myself, my family and other people, and yet we seem to be getting stuck or caught in this wheel like little hamsters where we're just running and running and running and running around and not understanding why it is we can't catch our own tail. Well, today's show, and I'm thrilled to have Lynn on the show with me, today's show, as well as her book, Hot Off the Press, Inspirational Goaling, is one of the topics that we're taking on because I don't know that I've ever been able to even get close to thriving without being able to achieve some of the things I've wanted to achieve. So tonight, Lynn is going to take us on a journey of what this meant for her, how she discovered inspirational goaling, and more importantly, what is it about life that we get challenged with every day that could also turn into opportunities of a lifetime. Lynn, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show. It's really great to have you on.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's my pleasure.
So I read your book, and I have to just really talk with you about this. We sometimes go down the most unexpected paths of our lives. You know, at the time we're sitting there in our offices, maybe, I don't know about you, in my corporate suit, in trying to ponder what my next thing is going to be of achievement. And then before I know it, I'm completely at a different place in my life. One of the oddest people in the world to be doing talk radio, but yet everything feels so right. And I want to ask you about your journey and what this has been like for you to step out into the world, probably in a different way than you thought of earlier in your life. And what obstacles and challenges did you have to overcome to realize what your soul's purpose was?
Oh, this was such an amazing, amazing journey for me. I have worked all of my life in various businesses. I have entrepreneurial DNA. You can't escape it when you're born with it. So you just have to be an entrepreneur. I used to work for other people and then start telling them how to do it better, and they never appreciated that. And I couldn't understand, so I thought, okay, I'm going to go work for my own boss, which is me. So I've always been in that mode, and everything I have done has reflected my purpose to a point. I didn't realize it at the time until later on in life, and I was able to go back and see my 20/20 hindsight vision. But at a point when my husband and I decided that we would do early, quote, retirement, we stopped working. And I gave my business to one of my daughters, and we decided to just travel around in our RV and enjoy life. Well, that worked for me for a short while. The second summer that we were doing this, I was reading a magazine on volunteerism, and I read a sentence, and it said, "Could you picture yourself in Kathmandu, Nepal, teaching English to monks?" And out of my mouth shot the words, "I'd love to do that." And just as fast, my brain kicked in and said, "That's ridiculous. You could never do that." But that thought would not leave me. And it sounded so ridiculous. How could I ever travel halfway around the world by myself to a third world country? I've never done anything like that, ever, remotely like that. But you know, Dr. Pat, it just stayed with me and stayed with me. And I finally said, "Okay, universe, if this is what I'm supposed to do, let's do it. Let's start figuring out how to get this done." And when I made that commitment, the universe did start sending me the various things that I needed, and I had learned to keep my antenna up so that when these things came across me, it passed through me or came into my line of vision, I would recognize them as something I needed to listen to. So, you know, long story short, I did go to Nepal. I did spend 6 weeks teaching monks, little ones, age 6 to 10, and then another group of teenagers, the English language, and we had a lot of fun doing it. Yes, there were some uncomfortable parts of it because the country is third world. It is hot, it is humid, and I walked everywhere, and I had to get used to the smells and all of these things that I don't live with. But while I was there, I went through a number of different things that I didn't realize at the time were learning things for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I had felt for a long time that goal achievement, and I am a natural born goal setter. I must achieve and I must set goals as part of breathing for me. But I felt there was something missing, something really important missing in the last couple of decades, and it wasn't working as well for me or other people. And I thought, you know, maybe I can find that missing link. And darned if I didn't, but it was not just one thing. It was many different things that occurred while I was in Nepal. One of the most important was rescuing a little soul connection.
Oh.
And that was in the form of a little dog.
Mm. Isn't that amazing how things like that happen? I mean, think about it. You know, you've got to be awake enough to see that this savior, this little dog, was going to be so instrumental in your life.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine my life without her at this point. I'm an animal lover. I love dogs and cats. But there's something very different about this one. And mm-hmm. I've seen lots of abandoned, injured, sick dogs over there. But this one was littler, and she lost all her hair, and she had an awful rash, and she was skinny and flea-bitten, and trying to find food in this garbage pile that had already been well worked over. And she looked at me, and it was something in those eyes, and I looked at her. And I tried really hard not to do anything, and I actually went on. But I saw her again the next day in the same area, and it was raining, and she was wet. And I went on again, but that afternoon I said, "Okay, universe, I got to find that dog. I got to get her." So I did find her again and put her in a cardboard box and hailed a cab and took her to a vet and got her all well and defleed and dewormed and shots and got her just in enough of a good shape to travel home with me 36 hours.
Oh, wow. So you actually took her home.
I did.
Yeah, I think this is kind of interesting, and I want to talk about this for a minute because you addressed this in your book. For those of you just tuning in, I want to make sure you know that you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest tonight is Lynn Moore, and what I've got in my hand is a fabulous, fabulous book, Inspirational Goaling. One of the things I was really struck by when I read that story was this idea of you and this great dog making a commitment to each other. That was, I think, the first thing I was struck by, because you were drawn to her, and at the same time, being drawn like that, you had to make a conscious commitment to the action that you were about to take. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say, Lynn? It's not like you could have gone halfway, and sometimes many of us take that halfway approach to achieving things. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I sure do. Mm-hmm. And it's just exactly like that. I mean, I gasped when I saw her and she looked at me. It just went straight. It was just a beam of light just went from my heart to hers, and we were connected instantly. And I could not shake that off. And like I said, 2 days later, I found her, picked her up, and from then on, she was Velcroed to me for the last 2 weeks that I was there. I could not leave her anywhere. She would go crazy if I left her in the hotel room. So I found an old strap that I couldn't find a leash anywhere. So I just took the strap and took a safety pin and wrapped it around her neck and pinned it and used the rest of it as a leash. And we traveled back and forth to the monastery every day to teach. And the little monks just loved her. And that was it. We've been totally connected ever since. She's curled up with me right now, and she often doesn't leave my side. And she's turned into be the most beautiful purebred Tibetan terrier. Beautiful story revolving Tibetan terriers. They are traditionally raised by Buddhist monks in Tibet, and they never give them away. They're kind of revered. They don't sell them. They give them away. They're revered as good luck. They give them away to guests and dignitaries. And she is a very different dog. She's just different in that way. So I look at it this way. I was given my Tibetan terrier as a gift in a roundabout way because I went to Nepal and volunteered to teach English for 6 weeks. So that's kind of the way it came about.
And maybe the whole purpose for the trip was to get her.
I would not be surprised if that was not the case.
You know, I want to talk about a quote that you have in a book in the book when we come back from break.
Sure.
There's a quote that you have by Sylvia Brown that I want to read, and I want to talk about it when we come back from break. And I was really struck by it because I think we're so often reminded of this, but yet very few of us ever learn how to truly understand it. And the quote is this. It is, and this is a quote in the book, and it's by Sylvia Brown. And it says, "The truth of a person is in their behavior, not in their word." Very interesting quote, because I think it sums up the state of the world right now in a lot of ways, and how we're no longer willing to just listen to the word. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that and much more with my very special guest today, Lynn Moore. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/ I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat, and I am joined by an incredible, amazing individual, someone that is a catalyst for positive change across the globe, and that's my guest, Lynn Moore. We're talking about goaling, what it means, how do you create the life you desire, and how do you know when you've created it, and then what about stepping things up a notch or two? Lynn, thank you for joining us here today. Before the break, I mentioned a quote that you have in your book, and the quote was by Sylvia Brown, and it's, "The truth of a person is in their behavior, not in their word." And I think more now than ever, we are starting to truly understand this statement, and yet we need some tools to apply this to ourselves. Why was this quote important for you to include in the book?
Just like yourself, when you saw it in my book, I saw it in one of Sylvia's books, and it really jumped out at me because I was beginning to feel really frustrated with an awful lot of my interactions with other human beings because I was finding that they were not doing what they said they were going to do, and I might have been counting on them to follow through on their word. And it is a strong personal standard of my own, which is to do what I say I'm going to do. But it seems to have faded in the last few decades. In the years of my parents, you know, handshakes were all that was needed. And now, of course, we need a gang of lawyers, you know, to sign all kinds of papers because people don't want to trust other people's word anymore. So I began myself to just evaluate people on what they did rather than what they said. I knew that I couldn't put a lot of stock in most people's word, so I watched instead. And that was how I was able to work better with people, choose better people to be with by just observing their behavior.
I want to talk about this because someone said to me, I think we're experiencing this quite a bit. I mean, for us, for those of us that do the kind of work we do as independent radio hosts, you know, we spend a lot of time building relationships that are built on mutual trust and respect, especially when, you know, we're building relationships with our sponsors or potential people that want to host a show, for example, on the Dr. Pat Show Network. And as we do that, we do expect people to keep their word. But one of my folks said to me earlier today, she said, you know, I just don't understand what's happening with people. Is there a level of indecision going on now? How is it that people are flip-flopping so much? And she was very specifically talking about one of her potential clients that she had been working with for a good 6 months, where every sign was yes, 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 only to end up as a no. And so I wanted to ask you, is there something going on here that is deep embedded underneath a few layers of things? Do you know what I'm saying? How can someone...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I like you saying, how can people do this? I don't really think that a lot of people are aware that they're doing this. I think there's a lot of things going on inside people's psyche today and inside their hearts. I think that they're burnt out. You know, we have created this lifestyle of overwhelm, racing, rushing. We want to be liked, so we become people pleasers, and we tell people what we think they want to hear and can't follow through. I think people actually feel bad when they can't follow through, but there's a standard, there's a code of ethics that seems to have, we've lost. We've just lost it. And gaining it back, I'm not quite sure, you know, how we can gain it back, but there is a shift that is going on our planet. Hollywood calls it, you know, the 2012 crash, and we're going to blow up into a bunch of mini planets, which is ridiculous.
Right.
What is really going on, of course, is a shift in the consciousness of our planet. And that is such good news. That really keeps me very happy about what's going on. That's the happy thing about what's going on in our planet.
So I want to ask you this question because, you know, I've been really waiting to talk with you about this. You know, in the book that you wrote, Inspirational Goaling, you are really clear, at least this is my interpretation of it, Lynn, you're really clear that we have to get clear. And there are different steps along the way, okay? And you really guide us very nicely through this. And I get the sense that if you get to a point, any point along the way, where there is this level of indecision, that there's an action that we should be taking. But I want to ask you what that is. And the reason I'm asking this is because there are so many people right now that are wondering, how am I going to achieve that goal? How am I going to get that job? How am I going to get that my house back? You know, how am I going to get to the next level of my talent? And a lot of this, how am I going to get it? Rather, these are the steps or these are the things I should do.
Exactly. Forget the how. That's number one. You do right. not have to figure this out. That's so hard and difficult. There are no guarantees in life. We weren't born with a guarantee scroll in our hands. That is up to the universe. Allow the universe to do its job. All you have to do is align yourself with it. So in order to do that, you can't confuse the universe. You cannot sit on a fence and go one way one day and one day the other, because the things that you need will not come into your life until you have extreme clarity and you know what you want. That's your job. And in order to know what you want, you need to know who you are. You need to know what your highest purpose is on this planet this time around. That you can get help with. There are ways and means out there to help you learn what your highest purpose is. So that's how I walk people through setting their goal in the beginning, is helping them get their extreme clarity. And we have to, first of all, you have to know what you want. Many people, I say to them, what do you want? And the question, or I should say the answer most often, is, I don't know. That's how confused we are. We don't even know what we want, but we do know what we don't want. So if you want to know what you want, make a list on one side of a page of what you don't want, and all you have to do is flip the coin over the other side. And if you don't want a lot of confusion in your life, then obviously what you want is clarity and peace in your life. So all you have to do is write the opposite, and you'll know what you want. And then you need to know. Carry on.
Let me ask you this quick question. Sometimes doesn't it take even the slightest action to get the ball rolling? What I mean is, once you have your list, right? I hear this story over and over again. As a matter of fact, I just got a call from one of our, one of the new folks that's going to work with the Dr. Pacho. And the woman called me and she said, this is not a no. This was one of the yeses, by the way.
Good.
Yeah. So she called me and she said, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what happened. Ever since we said yes to work with you, I'm too busy. I can't even fill out the form you want us to fill out. And so, I mean, that's just one example, but that happens to be the experience in my life too. And I bet once I read your book, in yours as well. So how do we learn from you, Lynn, this practice, this process? It's not even a process.
Okay.
This gift of saying yes, because I really think it is a gift. I really think that if we can learn how to say yes the way you talk about it in the book, it is truly a gift.
Well, we are given epiphanies. And epiphanies are like, oh, my gosh. You get kind of a shiver when an idea comes into your head. Or somebody says something and your ears perk up and you kind of think, huh, you have been given a gift from the universe. This is what I call a goal-finding you. Because you don't have to go out and chase after goals. They're not way over, across the country. They're not miles and miles away. They're actually right there with you. They're already with you. And all you have to do is change the vibratory, the vibration of who you are to connect with it. So that's what I teach people, is how to connect with what they want. And we want to start with your heart. That is the missing link. We've been goal setting from our heads. We've been goal setting from the head, from practicality, using left brain predominantly. We haven't been using our hearts. We haven't been using intuition. We haven't been using feeling. We haven't done that. And that's the missing link. We have goal set.
Let's take a short break, because I want to talk about this in depth with you. You have hit on something so absolutely important. I can't wait to hear you talk about it, because this idea of heart-led living is so critical, and I don't claim to be an expert at it, but I will tell you that when we're in the flow that you talk about and you talk about in the book, everyone knows that feeling and we don't forget it. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Lynn Moore is going to take us on a journey of what it means to set these goals with our hearts not all the chatter that goes up in our brains. And then what can we expect from it? What is it that the heart does in connecting to the universe that Lynn Moore talks about so brilliantly? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And Lynn Moore is joining me here today. She's got a fabulous, fabulous gift for everyone listening to the show. So once you hear what it is, you're going to want to pay it forward to your friends, to your family, and everyone you know out there. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us. Why don't we let folks know about your website and also let them know what the free gift is that you have for them?
Certainly. My website is www.cleargoalscoaching.com. And when you go to that site, immediately the first thing that you're going to see is grab your free CD. And I have a free CD with the subject, Stop Swimming Upstream, Three Simple Steps to Stop Struggling and Start Getting Everything You Want Every Time. It's a very helpful CD that's going to take you down a or take you along a path where you're going to be able to get some really good help to exactly that, get what you want every time. So everybody can just go to the site and fill in their information in the little area that is provided, and it'll automatically be mailed to your home.
Okay, I want to make sure everybody's got the website. So go ahead and tell your friends. ClearGoalsCoaching.com. That's goals with an S. ClearGoalsCoaching.com. Check it out. And also, while you're there, the book that I'm referring to is available as well, Inspirational Goaling. Lynn, before the break, we were talking about, and you mentioned this, that we have learned how to set goals with our mind and not with our hearts. And I wanted to have you talk about that and explain to us what the difference is. You know, what can we expect from the mind and what can we expect from the heart?
Right. It really has to be a balance of right and left. We've been so predominantly left-brained in the last century that that's part of the shift that's happening in our with our planet, in our consciousness, is we're now going to be going more into right-brained. So this, of course, is thinking with the emotions and the heart. And when it comes to your goals, it comes to anything really, I just talked about epiphanies. That's one way of listening to your heart that has come to you. You get a feeling, you get an emotion when you hear something that really resonates with you. That's a message. So that's listening to your heart. Also, you have intuition. This is your direct line to your divine source. And when you get an intuition, we need to learn to recognize things as intuition. It takes a little practice. But when you listen to it and you get the message, it's your divine source talking to you. You want to listen. So that's, again, with the heart. But when it comes to the goal setting, if you align your what you want with your highest purpose in life and with your values in life, which I help people discover these things and know what they are before we go into the actual goals, and also align them with the laws of the universe. These are immutable laws. They are not man-made laws. They are immutable. You can't change them. You can hurt yourself in life if you don't live according to them. So if you align your life with them and your purpose and your values, then you now have a goal that you can guarantee will manifest in your life. So what I teach people then is how to align their goals with all of that. First of all, choosing the clarity. What might be in your way, where you're starting from, because you can't tell your travel agent that you want to go to Sydney, Australia. She can't do anything if you don't tell her what airport you're leaving from.
Right.
So we have to know where you are right now, too. So we figure all that out. And then we go into your relationship with yourself, of course, which is purpose, passion, values, and limiting beliefs. This is huge for so many of us. We have these limiting beliefs that we don't even really realize that we have. And you're not limited in any way, shape, or form. You were not put here to be limited. So maybe we're going to work through some limiting beliefs as well. And then your relationship with the universe and understanding its principles, now you go into action and you transform those goals into results.
Wow. You know, Lynn, you talk about the ego very interestingly in the book, and I want to talk with you about this for a minute. You know, you tell us we all have egos, but then you go into a definition of it that is so crisp and clear, and you say, of course, your ego is intangible. And you go on to say that, you know, the ego is every fearful thing, every limited belief that was ever instilled in me. And it keeps me from being the spiritual entity that I am. It keeps me asking the question. It keeps me asking questions that begin, what if, out of fear and not out of personal growth. And I wanted to ask you about that because if we follow sort of the thread that I brought up earlier about the no's that we get in life. And every one of us has gotten a no some at some time. Even if we're children and we want to grab that dish off the table, you know, we're hearing no. And so I wanted to ask you, what is it that you have found is one of the most useful tools of finding the right place for one's ego?
You have to learn to live with it. You have to accept that you have an ego. That's a given. You can't squash it. You can't get rid of it. You have an ego. So learning to acknowledge that you have it and just gently be able to tell it to be quiet now. You know, I don't need you to talk to me right now. You just go away and play in the sand somewhere. I'm going to be talking with my spirit. So it's just a matter of learning to live with it and recognition. Once again, we can't change something if we don't acknowledge it first. So acknowledging you have an ego and that it is there to look after itself, not you, you will learn that anything fearful that's come into your life, anything that puts you down, anything that, and I do say mainly fear, because the purpose of the ego is to kind of keep you safe. That's why when we were young, as you say, you reach for the hot plate, you're told no. You go to run across the street, you're told no. If you run across the street, you get hit by a car. It's a fear. So the ego is trying to keep you safe, but it wants to live forever, and it can't, because when you die, the ego dies, but the spirit never does. So you want to learn, once again, to be listening to the spirit, listen to the heart, listen to the epiphanies, listen to your intuition, and just tell the ego, not now, I can't play with you right now.
One of the things that that I'm really struck by, and I wanted to ask you about it. As a matter of fact, I was talking with someone the other day, and they actually quoted the Bible, and I had to go back to the Bible and figure out what the heck they were talking about. And what they quoted was very interesting to me, and I want to talk about it for a minute, metaphorically, actually. But I think they were quoting something, you know, that in that David said, and it was this point where, you know, David says, God, it looks like my enemies are multiplying. And I don't remember exactly, you know, where that is in the Bible, but the gentleman that said this to me went on to say, don't you think that that's the burden that many people are carrying around now without really understanding the rest of the scripture of David and David's strength? And I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, you talk about living in these divine laws, and yet many people perhaps today are sitting and thinking, oh my goodness, my enemies are multiplying. And very few are looking at themselves and saying that enemy perhaps is the mind which keeps creating the multiples of no's. But I want to ask you, what is it that you do in your work to help people bring law in line with spirituality? And what I mean by that is, what is it that you do that is so successful beyond words with your clients that help them achieve phenomenal results when we put the whole package together? Let's take a short break. When we come back, Lynn, sure. I'd love to talk with you about that, because we live, as you said, entrepreneurs are not. We live in a results-driven society, and more now than I think we have in a long time, people want results. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And when we come back, my very special guest, Lynn Moore, is going to share the secrets to manifesting the results that you desire. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit RaisingGrace.com or call 401-588-1799.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek God's yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek God's yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek God's popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek God's kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining me today, and I am so thrilled. Lynn Moore, certified life coach and an amazing entrepreneur who knows how to help people become entrepreneurial in every aspect of their lives. She is also the author of the book I have here in front of me, Inspirational Goaling. And we've been talking about many, many, many things today in the show, Lynn. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I want to make sure everybody's got your website and they can go over to the website and get a fabulous CD. All you need to do is just give Lynn a little information. And the website is cleargoalscoaching.com, cleargoalscoaching.com. So I've saved the best for last, so to speak. And what I mean by that is, you know, I really get a sense that more now than ever, we are living in a society that is a bit impatient with achieving the results that they want. And I don't mean, you know, one or two people. I mean the collective conscious, so to speak. We have this sense that things really need to happen faster, quicker, and better. And yet it seems as if we don't really have the tools that you're talking about. So I'd love for you to help us pull it all together so that we can start to change our lives now.
Well, you know, you're so wise in saying that we have this perception that we have to do things faster and better. And I think of some of the cheaper kinds of goods that we are producing in our world as a reflection of that. Because we are trying to race to get things done and accomplished, we are cheating ourselves of the process to get where we want. We're not enjoying it. It's like, okay, I have to get there, and I have to get there fast. So I just want to go straight ahead, with blinders on so I don't see anything on the side, and just get there. And the result is that you're not happy with what you get. You have not enjoyed the journey. We are not meant to move like that as human beings. And as you said, we are results-oriented. But, you know, you can change the word results to goals and become goal-oriented, because that's what results are, the manifestation of our goals. So let's become goal-oriented and enjoy the journey. Let's learn about the peacefulness of living with universal laws. And I teach those to the people that I am coaching towards their goals so that they understand them. And part of what they will write down is not so, is as much as writing down what they don't want so they know what they do want. They'll be learning which of the universal laws are the ones that are most in line with what they want to achieve. So knowing these things and enjoying this journey is what we need to go back to. We're going to run ourselves right off the edge of the planet if we keep going at this speed. So those that do keep going, though, at that speed are going to find the shift in consciousness that's happening very difficult, because this shift is bringing us back to where we need to be. And those who align themselves with it will do very well.
Let me ask you about faith, and I'm not talking faith in a religious point of view. I'm talking about faith in terms of conviction. One of my favorite quotes is a quote by Ernest Holmes, and I don't even remember the book that he wrote it in, but I think it goes like this. He says, "Your faith can penetrate clouds of unbelief and reveal the truth, which is forever perfect." And I remember reading that once and then writing it down, and it took me months to figure out what the heck he was talking about. And I wanted to ask you about this thing that we call faith, which some people call conviction, some people call belief. And I wanted to ask you where that fits in the formula here.
Faith. It is, let's see, how do I best explain that? It's in my head. You really do have to take complete ownership and personal responsibility for everything that occurs in your life. Now, that doesn't mean that you are responsible for somebody rear-ending your car, but what you are responsible for is how you react to that. So if you are in complete ownership of yourself, of your life, by taking ownership and responsibility for the occurrences of everything in your life, because everything has a value. It doesn't matter what it is and whether you look at it as good, bad, or indifferent, it has a value for you. We are here to learn, and we are sent things to help us grow. And when we go through some of the darkest passages, these are the times we're doing our greatest amount of growing. So have faith in yourself, because you have an incredible spirit inside of you, and you were sent here, and you are meant to be happy and peaceful. You are meant to enjoy life. That's the gift that you were given when you were born. And I love that when you were born, your guardian angel whispered your purpose into your ear, and then she placed her finger perpendicularly over your mouth and said, "Shh." Because it is up to you to discover that purpose. It is given to you. And you are to discover it, take ownership of it, live it, and then you will be happy. It's not what you get as a goal that makes you happy. It's getting it. It's who you become in the process of reaching your goal. That's the value of goal setting and achieving your growth. So have faith in you, have faith in your spirit, have faith in your divine source, whatever you call it, because you have everything you need, and your goals are right there. It's just to connect with them. I am so honored to be able to help people connect. That's what I do. I don't set their goals for them. I don't tell them how. I connect them through the spiritual laws and through who they are. It's so wonderful.
I want to thank you, Lynn. I mean, one of the things that we've talked about here on the show, and I think it's a great way to sort of wrap this up, is integrating spirit into every part of our life. When we talk about the divine laws or the laws of the universe, we really are talking about that which we cannot see, and yet at the same time, that which we must absolutely believe in order to be connected with that level of energy and vibration. And thank you so much for building that in to the conversation about goaling and setting goals, because it is the thing that has been so missing from this area of professional work and career and human potential, really, don't you think?
Absolutely, yes. And it's changing. Watch people, especially females. Watch the women. As the Dalai Lama said, the Western woman is going to save the world.
Yep. That's what I'm counting on, baby. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please give out your website one more time. And again, remind everybody of this fabulous gift you're giving them.
Oh, my pleasure. I've loved this. I've had great fun. My website is www.cleargoals.com. And please go and pick up my free CD to help you stop struggling and start getting everything you want every time. It's a great way to start, and I would love to mail it to you.
Wow, thank you so much for joining me here today. Everybody, Lynn Moore, and like I said to you before, you can go to the website, check it out. Go to cleargoalscoaching.com, and for more information about Lynn and the services she provides, it's all there. And remember, when you step out into the world, the next thing that you do, make sure that you do it intentionally. Think about the yeses that are right there in front of you in your life and all of the things that Lynn Moore talked about today. There's nothing in between you and what you want to achieve except you. And so we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. Please go to drpatlive.com for much more information and lots of archives. Take care, everybody, and remember, live life full out. We'll see you next time.